Good morning, students. Today we are going to learn about respiration in organism, lesson 10 of your science textbook. Welcome to the lesson of respiration in organism. Students, do you know from where do cells get oxygen and food from? We get oxygen from the air that we breathe in and food from the things we eat. The digested food from intestine and oxygen from the lungs is taken to the cells by the blood. Our cells perform various activities like digestion, excretion, reproduction, growth, etc., for which our cells need energy. From where do these cells get energy? It is by the process of respiration. All living things respire. Respiration is essential for survival of living organisms. It releases energy from the food. The oxygen gas we inhale is used to break down glucose into carbon dioxide and water. Energy is released in the process. Now, students, question arises, what is respiration? So, respiration is the process by which food, which is glucose or carbohydrate, is broken down in the cells of the body with the help of oxygen to release energy. As respiration takes place in the cells of the body, it is called cellular respiration. There are two types of respiration. One type of respiration in which organisms uses oxygen gas to break down the glucose into carbon dioxide and water, and energy is released in the process. This takes place in most organisms. This is aerobic respiration. Other type of respiration takes place in absence of oxygen, in which glucose breaks into alcohol and carbon dioxide with release of energy. It takes place in yeast cells and some bacteria. This is anaerobic respiration. The energy released in aerobic respiration is more than anaerobic respiration. Our muscle cells also respire anaerobically after heavy exercise, where glucose breaks into lactic acid with the release of energy. As supply of oxygen to muscles is not enough, so anaerobic respiration takes place in the muscles. This lactic acid accumulates in the muscles and causes cramps. To get relief from muscle cramps, hot oil massage is done, which increases the blood circulation and breaks lactic acid into carbon dioxide and water. Now let's discuss about the process and mechanism of breathing. So what is breathing? The process of taking in air rich in oxygen and giving out air rich in carbon dioxide with the help of respiratory organs is known as breathing. What are respiratory organs? Respiratory organs consists of nose, nasal cavity, pharynx, larynx, windpipe, diaphragm, lungs, bronchi, bronchioles, alveoli, your air sac and blood capillaries. Breathing includes both inhalation and exhalation. So what is inhalation? Taking in air rich in oxygen in the body is called inhalation, whereas giving out of air rich in carbon dioxide is known as exhalation. Our inhaled air consists of 21% of oxygen gas and 0.04% of carbon dioxide gas, whereas exhaled air consists of 16.4% of oxygen and 4.4% of carbon dioxide. Respiration is a continuous process which goes on continuously and throughout the life of an organism. What is breathing rate? The number of times a breath in a minute is termed as breathing rate. The person which breathes in 1 minute in the normal human being is 15 to 18 breaths in a minute. A breath means one inhalation plus one exhalation. Breathing rate changes according to the requirement of the oxygen by the body. Generally, breathing rate is high after exercise, running, walking, etc. In a normal, healthy person, the breathing rate of an adult at rest is 15 to 18 times per minute. During heavy exercise, the breathing rate can increase up to 25 times per minute. Now, let us know the mechanism of breathing. Normally, we take in the air through our nostrils. When we inhale air, it passes through our nostril into the nasal cavity. From the nasal cavity, air reaches our lungs through windpipe. Lungs are present in the chest cavity. This chest cavity is surrounded by ribs on the sides. A large muscular sheet called diaphragm forms the floor of the chest cavity. Breathing involves the movement of diaphragm and the rib cage. During inhalation, ribs move up and outward, and diaphragm moves down. This movement increases the space in our chest cavity, and air rushes into the lungs. The lungs get filled with air. During exhalation, ribs move down and inward, while diaphragm moves up to its original position. This reduces the size of the chest cavity and air is pushed out of the lungs. Students, this way we have seen that how air is inhaled and exhaled out with the help of the ribcage muscles and the diaphragm. Now, students, one question arises that why do we sneeze? Is it related to our breathing. So now we will see that during inhalation, when some foreign particles or unwanted particles like dust enters our nasal cavity, they get stuck in the hairs in our nostril and causes irritation in the nasal cavity, which makes the person to sneeze and help in getting rid of the unwanted particle out of the nasal cavity. So students, this way, in this module, we have seen the process of breathing, and we have learned about the different types of the respiration, aerobic respiration and anaerobic respiration. I hope that you must have enjoyed this lecture. In our upcoming modules on respiration, we will see the different activities related to the respiration and the models of the breathing of respiration, and also about the respiration in plants. Thank you and have a nice day.